From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading Secrets to Die For by L.J. Sellers. Now, let's begin with Secrets to Die For. Chapter 1. February 13th. Raina shut off the motor and glanced up at the puke-green double-wide with a chunk of plywood over the front window. The near dusk couldn't hide the broken dreams of the trailer's occupants, Bruce and Cindy Gorman. Raina wasn't here to see them. She was here for Josh, their 8-year-old son. As a children's support advocate, Raina had been assigned to monitor Josh 6 months ago, when the state of Oregon had taken temporary custody and placed the boy in foster care. Her primary responsibility was to stay in touch with Josh and to ensure that the system did not fail him. During that time, the Gormans had danced all the right steps. Anger management for him, parenting classes for her, and a rehab program for both. So now Josh was back in their care, and this was Raina's last official contact. For now. Her heart was flip-flopping, just like it did on her last day of high school. She was happy for Josh, but she despised Bruce and would be glad to never see him again, even though she knew it was petty to feel that way. Raina wished she were more mature, more objective, like the other CSA volunteers. At 20, she and Jamie were the youngest in the group. Raina had become quite fond of Josh and would miss him terribly. She loved their long walk-and-talks along the river path, with Josh pointing out every bug he saw. It had been like having a little brother. Her counselor had been right when she'd advised Raina to do some volunteer work. Giving was the best way of receiving. Raina stepped out of the Volvo and pulled in a quick breath.